From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has unveiled his national security strategy in a major speech Monday.
Based on my direction, this document has been in development for over a year. It has the endorsement of my entire cabinet. Our new strategy is based on a principled realism, guided by our vital national interests and rooted in our timeless values.
Mr. Trump said his priorities include protecting the homeland, promoting American prosperity, preserving peace through strength, and advancing American influence.
We are once again investing in our defense, almost $700 billion, a record this coming year. We are demanding extraordinary strength, which will hopefully lead to long and extraordinary peace.
He pointed to Russia and China as competitors. Mr. Trump also vowed to deal with North Korea's nuclear threat.
This situation should have been taken care of long before I got into office, when it was much easier to handle. But it will be taken care of. We have no choice.
Mr. Trump also promised to challenge Pakistan on the harboring of terror groups and defeating extremism worldwide. He criticized the Iran nuclear deal and dropped climate change as a national security threat. South Africa's ruling ANC party elected Cyril Ramaphosa as its new leader. Nearly 5,000 members of the African National Congress voted at a conference in Johannesburg. Kaya Sithole spoke of the challenges Mr. Ramaphosa faces.
That's his immediate challenge. He's got 18 months until the general election, and this general election comes on the back of, you know, a lot of issues that are happening at government level.
The 65-year-old Ramaphosa, former wealthy businessman and union leader, succeeds President Jacob Zuma. This is VOA News. The Trump administration wielded its first veto in the UN Security Council Monday, blocking a draft resolution that would have barred any change to the status of Jerusalem. The vote followed President Trump's December 6 decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. The U.S.-UN ambassador Nikki Haley said there was no joy in casting the first veto in 6 years, but said it was necessary to defend U.S. sovereignty.
The fact that this veto is being done in defense of American sovereignty and in defense of America's role in the Middle East peace process is not a source of embarrassment for us. It should be an embarrassment to the remainder of the Security Council.
Israel's Prime Minister and the Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon thanked the U.S. for its stand.
We thank the United States for staying loyal to the truth and vetoing this absurd resolution.
Palestinian envoy Riyad Mansour denounced the decision as provocative, reckless, and dangerous. He said the U.S. veto could not negate the legality of existing previous Security Council resolutions. Following last week's conclusion of the latest round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Monday told reporters that the multiple rounds over 3 years have produced nothing, and he blamed the opposition. Mr. Assad said a Russian-sponsored peace process in Sochi, which is to get underway in February, might offer a better result. France accused the government of delegation of obstructing progress in the UN peace process. The opposition has demanded that the Syrian leader not be part of any transition. The U.S. deplored what it called the regime's obstructionism and procrastination. Police sealed off central Vienna Monday to guard against protests as Austria became the only Western European country with a far-right government. Conservative People's Party leader Sebastian Kurz, at 31, has become the country's youngest chancellor in coalition with the Freedom Party. Rightist candidates scored gains in German national elections in September, and its French counterpart's presidential candidate made the runoff election in France in May. A Lebanese taxi driver with a criminal record has confessed to the killing of a British female employee at the British Embassy in Beirut. A preliminary investigation concluded that Rebecca Dykes was murdered in criminal act and was not political. Her body found near a highway outside Beirut Saturday. Protests erupted across the Central American nation of Honduras Monday, a day after the election tribunal ruled President Juan Orlando Hernandez won the contested November 26 election, despite charges of fraud. It was a narrow victory. The Organization of American States has called for a new election. The head of Zimbabwe's military appears set to become a vice president. President Emmerson Mnangagwa said he is to fill two vice presidential posts, and Constantino Chiwenga, who engineered a military takeover last month, ending the 37-year-old rule of Robert Mugabe, is expected to retire. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.